感谢主，我们今天晚上能够在这边一起聚会来敬拜神。
Thanks for the grace of God that we have the opportunity to gather here today and worship Him.
主耶稣在世界上的时候啊，非常殷勤的工作。
When Jesus was in this world, He worked very hard.
总是啊，要利用他很有限的时间呐、啊，那么多做一些工。
And He used all the time He had to do holy work.
所以我们看到主耶稣，不管是大清晨，或者是白天，或者是晚上，那么总是出现在很多人的地方来造就他们。
So no matter if early in the morning, at noon, or late at night, Jesus always worked among many people.
盼望能够多得一些人。
Because He wanted to save more people.
但是圣经啊，却也记载了一件事情。
But the Bible also records about another incident.
说主耶稣啊，他曾经躲起来了。
That Jesus once hid himself.
我们来看这一段记载。
And let's read at this Bible passage.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章三十六节。
Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 36.
三十六节。你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。耶稣说了这话，就离开他们，隐藏了。啊，这边说主耶稣啊，说完了这些教训以后啊，就离开他们，隐藏起来了。
Here it says that after Jesus finished all his teachings, he left and hid himself from them.
主耶稣为什么要隐藏起来呢
？Why did Jesus hide himself？
底下有稍微提到一些原因。
And below there are some reasons recorded.
三十七节说啊，他虽然在他们面前行了很多的神迹啊，但是他们仍然不相信。
Because verse 37 says that even after Jesus had done all these miracles in their presence, they still would not believe him.
对于主耶稣有这么多的作为在他们面前呢、啊，但是他们无动于衷。
Even though Jesus had performed so many miracles, but they still did not believe him.
这些神迹啊，假使是行在这个外邦之地啊，像推罗、西顿，也许很多人呢、啊，用一种感恩的心呢、啊，都已经来接受了。
If these miracles were performed in the Gentile places, those people would have believed.
但是他们看了这些神迹以后啊，好像觉得很自然，都没有一点反应。
But these people here, they saw this miracle as a natural thing and did not believe in Jesus.
人的心肠啊，有时候是很硬的。
Sometimes men are very hard-hearted.
有一个教会啊，有一位姐妹在那边。
There's a church and there's this sister.
那么这位姐妹啊，她是一位青年。
And this sister is a youth.
她在还没有信主的时候啊。
Before she believed in Jesus.
她差不多十七八岁的时候。
When she was about 17 and 18 years old.
那个时候她还念高中。
She was still in high school.
那么渐渐的，她走路啊，走不稳了。
But suddenly he could not walk straight.
后来检查之后啊，才知道她的脑部啊缺铜。这个元素。
And they suddenly realized that there's this lacking of zinc element in his brain.
所以不但是常常会跌倒啊，甚至于啊，常常坐着啊，都没有办法坐得稳。
So he could not sit upright properly or stand upright properly.
就越来越严重。
And this illness is getting seriously.
后来啊，成天呢、啊，就人家要用这个绳子把它绑在这个椅子上面，那么一天这个成天就流口水。
So some people have to tie her up in a chair, and she always drill.
那么有教会的这个信徒啊，看到这个这么可怜的一个女孩子。
And some people in the church saw this pitiful young girl.
看到他们家人呐、啊，已经用了很多的钱财，找了很多的医生了。
And that her family has seen many doctors and spent a lot of money.
但是一点办法也没有。
But they couldn't find a right way.
就把这个福音呐、啊、传给她。
So they preached the gospel to them.
告诉他们的这个家人呐、啊，说耶稣啊是一位大医生。
And they told her family that Jesus is a great doctor.
也带她到教会来。
And they also brought her to the church.
教会的姐妹啊，很有爱心的去背着她到教会来。
And the sisters in church were full of love and carried her to the church.
这个到目前为止啊，医学都没有办法医好的这个女孩子、啊。
And up till today, there's no medical treatment for this kind of illness.
我们长话短说啊，后来这个孩子啊好起来了。
But eventually this girl recovered completely.
主耶稣医治她了。
That's because Jesus healed her.
那么她现在啊， 恢复上课，都又毕业了，现在已经在社会上工作了。
And so she graduated from school and she's now working in the society.
所有诊断过她的医生呢，都觉得这个不可能的事情。
And all the medical doctors who had saw her before did not believe this miracle.
但是事实就摆在眼前。
But this is a true miracle.
那么当我们虽然不认识她，当我们听完这个见证以后啊。
Even though we do not know her, but after we hear this testimony,
很多人一定想,
many people think,
哇，那这个不但是这位姐妹啊，到教会来，她的父母亲、她的亲戚朋友，朋友的朋友啊，说不定都来信主了。
So we might say that all the family and friends and relatives, after hearing this, will all come and believe in Jesus.
因为他们亲眼看到这么大的一个神迹。
Because they have saw with their own eyes this great miracle.
但是很出乎意料之外的。
But we never thought about this.
到目前为止啊，还是一样，只有那个女孩子在教会里面。
Until now, there's still only this sister that is still in church.
她的父母亲还是不愿意相信。
Her parents still do not believe in Jesus.
所以有时候我们想到人呐、啊，这种硬心啊，会让我们觉得很灰心。
So sometimes we are discouraged by the hard hearts of men.
那么主耶稣在那个地方行了很多的神迹，但是他们还是无动于衷。
Even though Jesus has performed so many miracles, but they still did not believe him.
另外，虽然有一些人信主了
，and others who has believed in Jesus.
但是啊，他们怕信了耶稣啊，他们会被笑，或者是他们的权益啊，是不是会受损呢
？But because they are afraid that people will laugh at them, or they might lose something.
哎，所以这个四十二节讲。
So in verse 42 it says.
四十二节说啊，虽然。这个官长当中啊，有些人信他的，但是只因为法利赛人的缘故啊，就不肯承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。这是因为他们爱人的荣耀啊，过于爱神的荣耀啊。有些人信主，但是啊，偷偷的信，不敢公然来承认。
Some people believe in Jesus in secret, and they do not dare to affirm it in public.
因为他们看人的荣耀啊，是过于神的荣耀。
Because for they love the praise from men more than praise from God.
这些啊原因啊，主耶稣隐藏起来了。
And because of these reasons, Jesus hid himself.
主耶稣离开那个地方。
Jesus left that place.
让那些啊想要找到主耶稣的人呢，一时啊没有看到主耶稣到底在哪里。
So that those who wanted to see Jesus could not find him.
主耶稣隐藏了几天，这个不是重点。
And the important point is not that Jesus hid himself for a few days.
但是主耶稣隐藏起来了，这个却让我们能够有一个深思的一个机会。
But we should ponder about the fact that Jesus hid himself.
他的隐藏是要让人啊更懂得去寻找他。
The reason that he hid himself is for us to seek him truthfully.
刚刚所谈到的，这些都是一些比较负面的一些原因。
Just now, I've mentioned some negative points of view.
让主耶稣隐藏起来了。
The reasons that Jesus hid himself.
但是我们从其他地方，我们也看到有一些神为了造就我们，他也会隐藏起来。
But from the positive point of view, Jesus hid himself to edify us.
比如说约伯啊，他就曾经遭遇过这样的一个体验。
For example, Job went through this experience.
我们知道约伯啊，他遭到很大的一个试炼。
We know that Job went through a great tribulation.
他这个他的财产在这个一夜之间呢、啊，什么都没有了。
He lost all his wealth overnight.
他的牛羊，他的财产就被抢夺了。
And all his possessions were stolen away.
他几个儿女啊，也在很短的时间里面呢、啊，全部都死亡了。
And all his children died overnight.
全身长了毒疮
，and he has a serious illness.
妻子不能够谅解他
，and his wife did not understand him.
他的朋友啊来批评他
，and his friends criticize him.
他那个时候啊是苦不堪言
，at that time he was suffering a great deal of sorrow.
几乎要承受不住了
，and he was about to break down.
那我想我们大家都很清楚这个约伯他的这些遭遇
，and we all understand clearly what Job went through.
大家总是知道这个约伯啊，他这个后来啊，经过这些历练以后啊，他更成为像金经一样。
And we all know that after all these tribulations, Job's faith became just like gold.
约伯他的这些历练
And all these trials that Job had went through.
其实一般人啊，可以说是也许啊没有机会去去遭受的。
Most of the people would not have the chance to experience it.
虽然约伯啊，他也许不是一个这个完美无缺的人。
Even though Job might not be a perfect man.
在但是在当时的时代啊，或者是古今中外啊，那么我想约伯啊，跟他的周遭的人比起来啊，是好的太多了。
But at that time, even until now, compared to all the people around him, he was considered as perfect.
假使约伯需要受那种那样的历练，那我想我们每一个人呐、啊，所要受的历练呐、啊，会比他更多的。
If Job had to went through all the tribulations, I think we are the ones who should went through even more.
但是我想我们所有的人呐、啊，都比他更幸运。
But I think we're all luckier than him.
没有遭受到。没有遭受到像约伯一样的那样的一种痛苦。
We did not experience all these sorrows like Job.
这是因为神的旨意。
That is because it's with the will of God.
神要在每个人身上所显出的旨意啊都不一样。
Because God's will on each and every one of us is different.
神像一个匠人一样。
God is like a carpenter.
他从他的手中啊要捏出各种不同的这些器皿来。
He's trying to make different kinds of vessels.
他要捏出哪种器皿，就随着主人呐、啊、他的意思来做。
So he does all this kind of vessel according to his own will.
这些被捏出来的器皿呢、啊，他们没有个人，他们没有他们的意见。
And all these vessels should not have their own opinions.
因为主权就在这位匠人、这位主人手里面。
Because the authority is under this master.
在约伯遭遇到这么许多这个煎熬的时候。
And when Job went through all these tribulations,
他曾经这样子感叹。
He once said,
我们来看约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
约伯记二十三章。
Job 23.
约伯记二十三章第八节。
Job chapter 23 verse 8.
约伯记二十三章第八节。
Job 23 verse 8.
只是我往前行。他不在那里，往后退也不能见他。他在左边行事，我却不能看见；在右边隐藏，我也不能看见。然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。约伯啊，那么的确是神呐、啊，一个信得过的人。
Job was someone whom God considered as faithful.
他当初啊，会遭遇到这样的一些试炼。
The reason that he went through all these tribulations
是因为神啊，觉得这个人啊，不会让神羞愧。
Was because that God knew he would not ashame God.
他在遭遇到任何的情况，之下，那么他都能够坚守这个应守的道。
He was able to went through all kinds of circumstances and still keep the word of God.
要让撒旦呐、啊，这个不能够在神的面前呢、啊，来控告神所爱的人。
So that Satan could not accuse those whom God loved.
那么，在这些过程当中啊，约伯啊，他体验到了，说好像神隐藏起来了。
And in all these incidents, Job felt that God hid himself.
好像啊，约伯啊，呼天不应啊，叫地不灵。
That Job was trying to seek for help, but he could find none.
约伯看到他的四周围，前后左右到处找不到真神到底在哪里。
He looked around him and he could not find God.
因为约伯啊，都看不见神到底在哪里。
Because he did not know where was God.
但是我们知道约伯啊，他虽然在苦难当中，但是他没有啊，这个用他的言语或者行为啊，犯罪得罪神。
But during his sufferings, Job never grumbled or sinned against God with his words.
因为他盼望他的这个这些历练呐、啊，能够让他。能够去寻找寻见神
because that he hoped through all these tribulations he could truly find God
让他能够更进步
that he could improve himself
让他能够与神更亲近
that he could draw nearer to God
同这一章的第二节这么讲
and the same verse 2 it says
第二节第三节这么想
verse 3 it says
说唯愿我能知道啊在哪里可以寻见神能到他的台前约伯虽然这样子啊，但是他还很盼望。我虽然看不见神，但是我很希望神到底在哪里？我盼望能够到他的面前来。
Even though Job did not know where to find God, but he hoped to go to his dwelling.
他没有离开神。
He did not leave God.
他一直在那里寻找。
He was there looking for God all the time.
他也没有灰心。
He was not discouraged.
所以当他经过这些历练之后。
So after he went through all these tribulations,
他能够确实知道神其实并没有隐藏的。
He truly understand that God did not hide himself.
只是我一时啊，不知道他到底在哪里而已。
It was him who did not understand where was God.
用我肉体的眼睛啊，我一时看不到他。
Because with his own flesh eyes, he could not see God.
所以经过这些历练以后啊，他有一个非常好的一个心得了。
But after all these tribulations, he has a great inspiration.
我们看四十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 42.
约伯记四十二章第五节。
Job chapter 42 verse 5.
说我从前风闻有你，现在啊是亲眼看见你。以前对神呐 的印象啊，也许不是很具体的、很有把握的。
Before he did not had an concrete and absolute understanding of God.
有时候从别人的这个见证当中，从别人介绍当中，让我们呢、好像隐约的这个认识神。
Sometimes through the testimonies of others, we might have a brief understanding of God.
但是经过自己这么一番的这个体验之后啊，
But after your own true experience,
他现在亲眼看到神，亲手摸到神了。
He was able to truly see God and touch God.
让他了解神其实啊，在这个过程当中啊，并没有隐藏起来。
And he was able to understand that God did not hide himself during all this.
以色列百姓啊，他们在埃及的时候。
When the Israelites was in Egypt,
他们是极其痛苦的。
They were in great suffering.
他们在那里哀求神。
And they cry out to God.
在很长久的时间里面呢，他们受尽各种的苦楚。
And they suffered for a very long time.
但是事实上啊，并不是神呢离开他们。
But it was not God who had left them.
神要让他们知道啊，虽然在埃及这么一个非常文明进步的一个地方。
God wanted them to understand even in a great country such as Egypt.
但是这个地方啊，不是属于他们永久要居留的地方。
It was not a permanent place to stay.
所以神啊，对摩西这么说。
So God said to Moses.
说他们的苦情啊，我都看见了。
I've seen all their sufferings.
他们的哀声啊，我也听见了。
And I've heard their cries.
我们每一个人呢、其实在我们生活的历练当中啊，这些苦行神都看见，神都听见。
In our daily lives, God has actually seen our sufferings and sorrows.
也许啊，在一时之间，因着我们的软弱，我们觉得好像神隐藏起来了。
Probably because of our weakness, we think that God has hid himself.
但是我们的神呢、是以马内利的神。
But God is the God of Emmanuel.
以马内就是神是与我们同在的。
Emmanuel means that God is with us.
旧约啊，那么神也启示出来他的一个名字啊，就是他另外一个名字啊，就是以马内利。
In the Old Testament, God has revealed that His other name was Emmanuel.
既然是一个与我们同在的神
，Since He is a God that is with us.
那么我们所遭遇到的任何事情，他都知道的。
So whatever we have gone through, He understands.
他都能够听见的。
And he can hear.
他看见我们的苦情，他听见我们的哀声。
He can see our sorrows and he can hear our cries.
另外一个体验到神隐藏的一个人呢、就是拉撒路的事迹。
Another person who has experienced that Jesus hid himself was Lazarus.
拉撒路啊，他是这个马大、玛利亚的弟弟。
Lazarus was the brother of Martha and Maria.
他们住在伯大尼。
They live in Bethany.
是一个穷苦的人家。
And they come from a poor family.
但是却是主耶稣所爱的一家人。
But they were a beloved family of God.
主耶稣到耶路撒冷来的时候啊，常常辛苦了工作了一天啊，那么常常都到他们家里面去住宿。
When Jesus came to their place and worked for a whole day, would usually go to their place for rest.
主耶稣非常爱他们这一家，这个跟主耶稣很亲近的他们几位。
And Jesus loved them because they were very close to Jesus.
那么这个主耶稣所爱的这个青年
And this youth whom Jesus loved
有一天他生病了
One day he was sick.
他的姐姐赶紧那么请人 去找到主耶稣，告诉他说拉萨路生病了。
And his sister quickly sent someone to Jesus to tell him that Lazarus was sick.
主耶稣也得到这样的信息了。
And Jesus heard this news.
但是等主耶稣赶到的时候啊，这个拉萨路已经死了四天四夜了。
But when Jesus arrived, Lazarus has already died for 4 days and 4 nights.
是不是主耶稣啊，忙着其他的工作啊，啊，或者是这个来的时候啊，匆匆赶到的时候啊，已经来不及了。
Was it because Jesus was too busy with his work or that he was delayed?
不是这样的。
It wasn't so.
圣经记载啊，一件很能够让我们深思的这个记载。
The Bible records an incident that we should ponder.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章第五节。
John 11 verse 5.
耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子，并拉撒路。第六节。
Six.
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地啊，人住了两天，然后对门徒说：“我们再往犹太去吧。”
Seven.
我们跳过看这个十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
耶稣说了这话。随后就对他们说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。”好，主耶稣知道啊拉撒路生病的这个消息的时候
，After Jesus knew that Lazarus was sick，
照圣经的记载啊，主耶稣并不是马上啊放下手边的工作，马上就赶到他的家里面去。
He did not leave his work and leave for Lazarus at once。
他仍然在那里啊住了两天。
He still stayed where he was for 2 more days。
当然，主耶稣还有其他的事情要做。
Of course, Jesus had other things to do.
但是主耶稣啊，知道消息以后啊，仍然在继续住了两天才去啊，这是一个事实。
But it was a fact that Jesus stayed for 2 more days, even though he knew that Lazarus was sick.
那么这么耽搁了两天以后啊，他说：“我们再往犹太地去。”
And after 2 days, he still said that let's go to Judea.
过了几天以后啊，才讲啊，说我们去看看拉撒路。
And after a short while, then he says, "We should go and see Lazarus."
就因为这样子几天下来，耶稣赶到的时候啊，嘛，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
So when Jesus arrived, Lazarus had already died for 4 days.
那么在这个过程当中
，So in this incident,
我们可以想象拉撒路的家人，尤其他的姐姐啊，那种难过的心情。
We can understand the sorrow that his sisters and family had gone through.
他们哭得很伤心。
They weep.Bitterly,
那种姐弟之情啊，表露无遗。
Because they were beloved brothers and sisters.
她的姐姐哭，他们的邻居也哭。
The sisters cried and the neighbors also cried.
甚至于主耶稣也哭了。
Even Jesus cried.
那种这个手足啊，感情之深啊，我们可以体会。
So we can understand that they all had deep feelings for Lazarus.
但是。让我们呢、啊、可以仔细来思考的是，为什么主耶稣啊耽搁了几天才要到那里去呢
？But what we should ponder is why did Jesus delay for 4 days before he went？
因为主耶稣啊要借着这件事情让神得到更大的荣耀。
Because Jesus wanted to manifest the glory of God through this incident。
也要让啊这个周围的人呐、啊，因着这件事情得到更多的造就。
And he wanted the people around Lazarus to be edified greatly。
我们看四十节。
Let's read verse 40.
四十节，耶稣说啊，说我不是对你说过，你若信呢、啊，就必看见神的荣耀吗？啊，主耶稣安慰他们说啊，只要有信心，那么一件很荣耀的事情，马上就要这个啊彰显出来了。
Jesus comforted them and say, if you have faith, then you will see the glory.
他们在关心拉撒路的人呢、啊，都要看见这个神这么大的荣耀啊显。这个显明啊，在他们那个地方。
And those who were concerned about Lazarus will see the great glory manifested in the place.
而且主耶稣更要借着这个事情，让人呐、啊、明白一件事情。
And through this incident, God wanted Jesus wanted men to understand something.
也许平常他们知道主耶稣能够把一个生病的人，把一个软弱的人，加给他们力量，让他们能够康复，能够坚强起来。
Probably.They knew that Jesus could heal the sick and help those who are weak.
但是主耶稣却要借着这个事情让人明白，原来连生命都在神的手里面。
But through this incident, Jesus wanted them to understand that even life is in control of His hand.
我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
二十五节说，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。主耶稣说，生命是在他的手里面。
Jesus says that life is in His hand.
众人的认识啊，是将来。有一天呢、啊，我们都要在天国里面重新又得到生命，这个复活过来。
What people understand that is that we will resurrect in the last day and gather all together.
使得我们灵命啊，将来有一天呢、啊，要复活过来的。
So that our spiritual life will resurrect one day.
但是主耶稣却也要让他们知道，这个肉体的生命啊，也完全操在神的手里。
But Jesus also wanted them to understand that our flesh body is also in His control.
一个死了的人，主耶稣要给他恩典，要让他活过来，也不是不可能的。
So that a person who had died, Jesus could revive him.
所以，虽然主耶稣暂时有几天，好像对他们来讲是隐藏起来了。
So Jesus might have hid himself for a few days.
但是，确实要更大的一种彰显。
But it was for greater manifestation.
所以主都有他的美意的。
So everything there's a good will of God.
有时候在我们的生活境遇当中，也许啊会遭遇到一些好像我们认为啊主怎么隐藏起来的这样的一种感受。
Sometimes in our daily lives we might feel that God has hid Himself.
怎么好像我到处看不到主耶稣？
Because we cannot see God anywhere.
怎么我的祈求好像没有得到一种主给我的回应？
And it seems that our prayer is not answered by God.
让我们有时候啊，好像要这个要灰心了，要丧志了。
So sometimes we feel discouraged.
但是从这个旧约啊，神就不断的来用他的这个训诲啊，来这个安慰他的百姓。
But from the Old Testament, God has used comfort words to comfort His people.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah verse chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20.
二十节，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”主有时候让我们生活所遭遇到的，说不定是艰难，说不定是困苦。
Sometimes, Lord, let us experience adversity and affliction in our lives.
这个饼，这个水啊，可以说是就是我们日用的饮食。
And this bread and water is our daily living necessity.
有些人遭遇到的这些艰难困苦啊，好像吃三餐一样，那么样的寻常。
So some people experience great tribulations in their daily lives, just like three meals a day.
因为在生活当中啊，他遭遇到极大的一些历练。
Because they have gone through great tribulations.
但是这里说啊，我们的教师，我们的导师啊，他不会隐藏起来的。
But here it says that our teachers will not be hidden no more.
我们的眼睛啊，必看见我们的教师。
And with our own eyes, we'll see them.
这个当然是用我们信心的眼睛可以看得见的。
And of course, this is the eyes of faith.
用肉眼所看到的是百般的这个阻挠，百般的这种困顿。
Your flesh eyes will only see adversity and affliction.
肉眼所看到的是主不在我们的眼前。
Your flesh eyes will not be able to see God in front of you.
但是事实上，我们的这位导师却没有隐藏起来。
But your teacher is not hidden.
有时候啊，我们好像灰心啊，好像要偏行这个正路了。
So sometimes we might go astray.
又要偏行，有时候向左啦，向右啦，这样子要好像有点要离开的样子了。
We might go astray and we might turn left or right to leave the right path.
但是在这个时候，我们必听见后面有声音。会告诉我们。
But at this moment, we will hear behind us.
所以我要坚定我们的脚步。
That we should be determined in our steps.
说正路就在这里，你不要离开。
This is the way, walk in it.
这是出自主的安慰。
And this is the comfort from Lord.
这边讲到后边有声音讲。
And here it says that from behind there's a voice.
当然这是神的声音。
And this is the voice of God.
有些人在他的极其困难的时候。
Sometimes in their affliction.
神亲自安慰他。
People are comforted by God directly.
神也许用异象、用异梦，或者是其他的这个神的方法，来让他能够听到神的声音。
Perhaps through visions and dreams or other methods, they were able to hear the voice of God.
神要直接出声音来带领他，这个都是有可能的。
And God might use His own voice to direct them.
那么除此之外啊，这个声音呢、啊，也可能出自其他的地方。
But apart from this, this voice may come from different parts.
圣经就是神的话语。
The Bible is the word of God.
有时候我们借着读圣经啊，神让我们呢、啊，这个得到及时的亮光，得到及时的这个粮食。
Sometimes through reading the Bible, we can receive the light and bread from God.
我们也所读到的经节啊，正是他所最需要的。
And whatever he read could encourage his heart.
好像在最软弱的时候啊，神慈爱的声音呢、啊，那么来引导他。
It was just like the merciful voice of God guiding him through this difficult time.
其实这个也是神的声音。
And this is also a form of voice of God.
告诉他应当要走在正路上面。
Telling him to walk in the right path.
那么另外神的声音呢、啊，当然也出自于这些神的仆人。
And of course, the voice of God also comes from His servants.
神要用他的仆人。那么来带领他的群羊。
God will use His servants to guide His sheep.
所以像保罗啊，他就这个请弟兄姐妹啊，要多多来为他祷告。
So Paul requested that the members pray for him.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
第三节
Verse 3
哥罗西书第四章第三节
Colossians chapter 4 verse 3
也要为我们祷告求神给我们开传道的门能以讲基督的奥秘好第四节
Verse 4
叫我按着所该说的话将这奥秘啊发明出来保罗啊他请弟兄姐妹啊要多多为他祷告
Paul requested that the brothers and sisters pray for him frequently
为这些传道人祷告
Pray for all the preachers
因为传道人呢、啊，就是为传道而来的。
Because preachers preach.
所以这个当我们同心合意啊，为了教会的这个福音呢、啊，在齐心努力的时候。
So when we work together in one accord for the gospel of God.
这些神的工人也因着我们的代祷来得到造就。
And all these workers of God will be edified by our prayers.
他能够有智慧，能够有力量，能够有勇气啊，讲他该讲的话。
They would have wisdom and strength and power to speak what he was supposed to speak.
事实上，一个神的工人呢、啊，讲该讲的话，那么所有的弟兄姐妹啊，也才能够真正得到造就，得到正确的带领。
A preacher should speak what he was supposed to speak, then the brothers and sisters can be edified.
我们不是只期望啊，听到我们所想要听的这些话。
We do not only hear what we want to hear.
唯有把神呐、啊，这个纯正话语的规模，把它宣讲出来啊，我们才能够真正得到这个带领的。
But only the true words of God are spoken, then we can be guided by God.
所以在教牧书信里头啊，那么也是这样的教导，就是神的工人。
So in the letters of Paul, it was also taught so to the workers.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章第六节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 6。
提摩太前书四章第六节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 6。
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真理、在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得到教育。这里呀、啊，所说的这个职事啊，这不是是指的一个职分，一个职称。
Here a good minister is only a kind of title.
这个职事啊，就是工人。
That refers to all the workers.
保罗说啊， 什么才能够称为一个神的好工人呢？
Who can be considered as a good worker?
就是要把这些事，把正确的这些教导啊，那么来这个提醒弟兄姐妹。
That is to bring up in the truth of faith and of good teaching.
把这个真道讲出来。
To speak the truth.
让每一个人啊，能够因着这个好工人呐、啊，那么他的这个尽忠来得到教育。
So that people can be edified by this loyalty of the good worker.
让我们每一个人呢、啊，能够明白我们所当做的。
And so that we can understand what we should do.
奉主的名来讲论，那么是讲这个讲真理，这个就是神的声音了。
If in the name of Lord Jesus we speak the truth, then that is the voice of God.
所以说起来啊，神在任何的时刻啊，并没有隐藏起来。
So actually, God does not hide himself.
他要直接带领我们。
He is going to guide us personally.
他要借着圣经的话语来这个让我们听到他的声音。
He is going to let us hear his voice through the Bible.
他要借着他的工人，那么来传讲他的这个旨意，来传讲他的话语。
And he will use his workers to speak his will and his word.
所以在任何的时刻里头啊。
So every time.
主都在我们的身边。
God is around us.
不管我们遭遇到任何的挫折啊，或者是在任何的情况之下。
No matter what we go through or under what kind of situation.
神都没有离开我们，都没有隐藏起来。
God is not going to leave us or hide himself.
神是一步一步在带领我们的。
God is guiding us step by step.
所以当我们回头看见我们的过去所走过的路的时候。
So when we look back the path that we have gone through.
我们可以明白这个道理。
We can understand.
所以当我们在仰望我们的前程的时候
So when we look forward
我们会更有信心的
We'll have more faith
虽然一时有一些挫折临到
Sometimes we might be discouraged
但是我们相信神必这个引导我们像过去的年日一样
But we believe that God will guide us just like he did before
带领我们一直到他的面前
Until we reach his presence
晚上我们用这些啊来做彼此互相的勉励
Tonight, this is our mutual exhortation.
让我们大家能够提起信心，在主的面前祈求神的带领。
So that we have faith in front of Him and ask for His guidance.